We are continuing our shiur in Inyanei Parah Aduma. Let's try to chazer a little bit of what we've spoken about, and this is really going to be the last that directly relates to a question we've dealt with the last couple of weeks, and that's the following. Parah Aduma, so we've been speaking a little bit about the status of the actual Parah. Next week, hopefully, the plan is to speak about some characteristics of the Parah itself, but we've been speaking about last couple of weeks, the status of the Parah Aduma. We spoke a little bit about whether Parah Aduma is a pure Taros kind of an idea. Is it more of a Kachem idea? To what extent is the Parah Aduma itself? Does it acquire the status of like a Karban? Like, is it like a Karban? We don't offer it in the Mizbeach, but it does appear to have certain unique status. We spoke about how much we import certain halachas from Kachem and the like. What I want to speak about tonight is at first glance a very simple topic, very simple question. And that is, so you got to buy a Parah Aduma. Someone owns it, you're going to buy it from him. So where does the money come from? Where does the money come from? How do you go about acquiring a Parah Aduma? That question is going to be answered l'chora very simply because it's an explicit Mishnah in Maseches Shkalim. We're then going to just try to understand what's behind that Mishnah and why is that so. And hopefully this will give us some good insight into the Parah Aduma itself. So let's point out like this. Where does it come from? So the Mishnah Shkalim in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis, tells as follows. We know that every year a person is required midoraita to give a machatis hashekel. We spoke last year, the day after Purim, I think we spoke of machatis hashekel in right here. I think right there, actually. But every person is required to give machatis hashekel every single year. That machatis hashekel, all the money would get collected and put into the Trumas HaLishka. It would get put into these big, I don't know what the word would be, big things that you would put the money in, and the money that was used, the machatis hashekel, so that money primarily would be used for karbanos tzibur. That in the Beis HaMikdash we offer a variety of karbanos tzibur. We offer the karban tamid every morning and every afternoon. We offer a lot of karbanos. So how do we afford that? So the halacha is that that comes to the machatis hashekel, that people give money to the mikdash. Everyone's required to do so. And then we're able to give it to use it for Karbanos Tzibur. What's interesting is that the Mishnah in Maseches Shkalim tells us that Hatshuma Mayu Osim, but what do you do with the money? The Mishnah says, Lokhim Bat Tmidim Umusafim Vinistehem HaOmer Shtehelechem Velechem Apanim V'chol Karbanos Tzibur. You would do a lot of things with a lot of the Karbanos would be purchased with it. Mishnah Beis tells us, though, similarly, Para V'si'ir HaMishtaleach Losim Shazoris Ba'in Mitshumas HaLishka. Not only that, but you would use that same money, the same money that you would use for the Karbanos Tzibur. So from that money, you would take it and you would purchase a Parah Aduma. That's what the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Shkalim, that we would take the money. The Rambam paskins like that also in the beginning of Hilchos Parah Aduma in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes, I believe, that you would buy the Parah Aduma with the money that was in the Beis HaMikdash. It was in the Trumas HaLishka. You had the same money used for karbanos. That's the money that you would use in order to go along and buy the Parah Aduma. We want to understand why, and I'll ask the question in the following manner, and we'll try to get two main mahalchim. Lichora, this is going to be assumption number one. The Trumas HaLishka is only used for karbanos tzibor. It's only really used for actual karbanos. Lichora. Part one. Part two. Parah Aduma does not appear to be a regular carbon tzibur. Hence, we have to try to understand a little bit. How can we use Trumas HaLishka money to buy a Parah Aduma if Trumas HaLishka money needs to be used for carbon tzibors, and this is not considered to be a carbon tzibur? One answer to suggest, but is very, very difficult. The Shid Mekubetzes in Maseches Menachos and Davav Mebeis, the Minchas Avram, who's one of the great, more, I guess, contemporary achronim in Kachim, the Shid Mekubetzes quotes from Rabbeinu Gershom, actually it's not true, they would not purchase the Parah Aduma from the Trumas HaLishka money. He thinks they would purchase it from the money that was used for the Bedek HaBayis. Bedek HaBayis money is money that was used for the upkeep of things relating to Beis HaMikdash. So he thinks that that's where you would buy the Parah Aduma from. A little bit of a chiddush there also, but we'll see why. Maybe it's not the biggest chiddush in a little bit. But that's what the Shid Mekubetzes quotes a day like that. But that's not the Mishnah. As Michal Savran points out, Pashtut, it's explicit. that we have to buy it from, we have to buy it from Trumas HaLishka. So the question becomes, if we have to buy it from the Trumas HaLishka, so how can that be? It's not a karban, and we have to use only things that are karbanos. So we're going to have two different answers. Mahalach number one, many of us can anticipate. We'll then have mahalach number two, and we'll try to, based on that, suggest one additional idea at the end. The standard mahalach, what you find in the Mefarshim on Masechta Shkalim, in the Rush, in the Karban Ha'eda, in the Bar Tanura, in some of the Rishonim there, the Rosh Pesolio, and some others, is that no, Parah Aduma really is like a karban. The Gemara tells Masechta Avodah Zarah and Daf Chaf Gimel, the Gemara in a bunch of places, that Parah Aduma is ikri chatas. The Torah calls Parah Aduma chatas. We treat it like a karban, and therefore, just as you can always use this money to buy karbanos, so he suggests that's why I can use it for Parah also. So suggest those Rishonim. It's like, as we spoke about last year in the Bechorah Shurim a little bit, it's really like Katshe Mizbeach. It really has the status, really, of a karban, and that's why you're able to use Trumas HaLishka money. There is a problem, however, with this answer. The problem is that the Gemara is pretty clear in Avodah Zarah that even though we call Parah Aduma Achatas, it doesn't really have the full status of a karban. It has Kedusha, but Kedusha, which is more similar to Bedek HaBayis Kedusha. There are different levels of Kedusha. We'll assume that there's two levels, the Rashbam and Ba'abas and Defiant Test. When you get up to that, you'll learn it there. But we'll assume that there are two. It's what Rashi and the Rambam assume. There's one kind of Kedusha, which is inherent Kedusha, like the Kedusha of a karban. The Chatas is holy. Bedek HaBayis is not as inherently Kadosh. It means that the money has to be used for Beis HaMikdash things. But with Bedek HaBayis, you have much more wiggle room, much more leeway as far as what exactly you're going to do. Thank you, Dr. Schaumer. You have much more leeway as far as if you're able to. More than I speak Hebrew all day, which is where that came from. Halavai, halavai. Exactly. And if anything else, not any. Is that we don't really give it the status of a real karban. We give it the status of something more analogous to Bedek HaBayis. It's not like a karban, it's like Hekdesh, but not really like a karban. So how can we really use Trumas HaLishka money? Pashtus has to be for real karbanos. So I'll just point out two things right now. The Rash in Meseches Parah, the Rash is one of the great, we've shown him on the Baal HaTovah, Meseches Parah and Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. The Rash points out that Parah Aduma really has a mixed status. Sometimes Parah Aduma is like a real karban. Sometimes it's hektish, but more similar to Bedek HaBayis. So it has a little bit of a mixed kind of a status. And that's, you know, one way to go. So it's like a karban sometimes, and that's why we buy it from Trumas HaLishka. When it's like a karban, when it's not like a karban, not always so clear. But that's the Rash. Another potential answer, Rashi may think that there are deyas in Chazal that reject the notion of Parah Aduma being like Bedek HaBayis and really hold Parah Aduma straight up like a karban. So what we've seen so far is just the following. How are we using Trumas HaLishka money? We're buying the Parah Aduma. How are we buying it? And we're trying to go in chronological order on some level. So we're going to buy the Parah Aduma. When you go to buy the Parah Aduma, so you're going to use money used for karbanos. How can I do that? Because it is like a karban. The Gemara in one place says it's not like a karban. It's more, a couple places, more like Bedek HaBayis. No, maybe it is still like a karban. Maybe there are some deyas, it's still like a karban. But the general mahalach, Parah Aduma is like a karban, even though you're not offering it. In that sense, it's interesting, and the Farsi point this out, the other thing on that list in the Mishnah that we use for from Trumas HaLishka money is Seir La'Azazel. The Seir La'Azazel also is something which may be like a karban, even though we're not really using it. Adkan mahalach number one. So, okay, yeah, you get the achronim, like the brisker achronim, get very into that. How, even though it's like karban shechita, could be that you can use Trumas HaLishka money for things that will eventually become karbanos further down. Yeah, that's a good ha'ara. That was good. That was me giving positive feedback also before this yesterday. It's the best I got. Okay. The second mahalach is to argue as follows. Ein hachinami, Parah Aduma is not really like a karban at all. Paradum is language we're acquiring for the purposes of Tumah and Tahara, but it's not really like a carbon whatsoever. If it's not really like a carbon whatsoever, so now we have a question. How are we using Chumas Halishka money for it? How exactly is that okay? So there are two main mahalchim, two main ways of saying this general approach. I'm buying it even though it's not a carbon. How can I use Chumas Halishka money? So the Sifri, in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, quotes the Gezeirus HaKasav, V'yikchu Elecha Mitchumas Halishka, meaning, Ein Hachinami, according to the normal rules, you really shouldn't be able to use Chumas Halishka money. And that is why Chazal have to come along and Chazal darshin that you have to use Chumas money. It's a special Gezeirus HaKasav. It's an exception. It's a special Gezeirus HaKasav so found in the Sifri. That's one way of saying it. The other way of saying it is what Tovos in Baba Kama says. Tovos in Baba Kama, Daf, I think Ayin Vav, is that possible? Ayin Zion. Tovos in Daf Ayin Zion. That's a Daf in the.
Yeah.
What is Chus? Daf Ayin Zion. Exactly. If any of you are holding in like older Ephraim Waxman songs, this is a. Used to go. I think we heard. Yeah, so this is a. Exactly. We're going to move on right now. So Tovos in Ayin Zion offers the following suggestion. Maybe we have a faulty assumption. We're assuming that Chumas Halishka money can only be used for carbonos. That's not really so true. I'll point out as an aside, if any of us were Zocha to Messiah's Exubis last year, or if you just happen to have learned the daf that we're talking about right now, on Daf Kuvav, the Gemara tells that we actually use the Chumas Halishka money for a lot of things. We may have paid teachers from Chumas Halishka money. We may have done a lot of things with Chumas Halishka money. Some Rishonim explained the Bali Tovos Maseches Shavuos that may have been like a Durabanan kind of an idea that the Durabanan need the power to use the money. Okay. But Tovos suggests the following. Chumas Halishka money is not only for Karbanos, it is also for things that are Litzorech Karbanos. Litzorech Karbanos. Okay, let's get creative for a second. Why is Parah Aduma Litzorech Karbanos? Well, because Kohanim that are Tamei, it's a Mishnah, it's a Gemara, it's a Second Paragraph of Zvachim, aren't able to do Avodah Mikdash. And therefore, because the Kohanim are going to need it Litzorech the Karbanos, so that is why they're allowed to use Chumas for the money there. There are actually two assumptions built in Tosfos. Assumption number one is that you don't require real Karbanos. You require something which is Litzorech the Karban. The second assumption, by reading certain people's faces, we were sensitive to this, is that that's called Sorech Karban. I could have thought Sorech Karban requires something more direct for the actual Karban. This is called Sorech Karban because it's being machshir a gavra to perform the avoda of the Karban. But that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos, though, does raise a question as they go on. The following Shail Tosfos says, let's even say I'm right, that we're able to use Para Aduma money because it's not like a carbon. Let's say that that's the pshat. So says Tosfos. Sorecha carbon also works. Is that a din de oraisa or a din de rabbanon? Meaning, is it that mi de oraisa, the chumas lishka money has to be used for real carbonos? Just this Mishnah taught us that mi de rabbanon, the rabbanon have the power. That Rabban had the power to use that money anyway for Sorech Karban. Or is it possible that the Din de Oraisa was that you use it for anything that's Sorech Karban? You have more flexibility in how you're going to maneuver the money, and therefore you're allowed to shift the money from Trudushka, not only for Karbanos, but it's for other things. It is for other things also. Now, it's interesting. I donate it to Mikdash, Machza Shekel, and part of the question is how much flexibility do they have? What are they going to be able to use it for? I want to point out one thing very quickly, just in brackets. If any of you want source number 10 in the sheet, it's pretty long. The Rav and the Rishima Shirim and Yavamos and Vav Mebeis. So the Rav there talked about something which many of us may be familiar with a little bit from the Gemara Bava Basra on Gimel Amud Beis, where we have a similar question about how much when money is donated for a shul, how much you can use that money for something else. Different girsaos in the Gemara there in Gimel Beis. Can I use it for pidyon shvuyim? Can I use it for other things? So one thing that the Rav points out is that we may learn from the Chumash Halishka sugya that sometimes when you donate, sometimes Shmuel talks like a generic kind of mitzvah money type idea. So the one thing that the Rav points out is that we see that that certain times money is given to mikdash or to shuls, which are very similar, where there's flexibility for how you're going to, you have some leeway as far as what you're going to do with the money. It could be it's given over to use for different reasons. Let's chazer what we saw thus far, and then we will try to, I'll give you one nafgamina, and then we'll try to develop this one additional point. How am I going to buy the parah aduma? So the Mishnah says I buy the parah aduma by using terrific money. So that's the pashtas. How am I allowed to do that? It has to be used for karbanos. Number one, it is a karban. Oh, the Gemara calls it like bedek habayis. No, really, it is like a karban. Or mahalach number two, it's not a karban, and nevertheless, I can use chumas halishka money. Either a special case of kasav, or it's letzorech karban, and that is considered to be sufficient. I want to throw at one nafkamina. It's a nafkamina of the Mikdash David. The Mikdash David is a very well and safe for instance, Kachim, where he organizes by topics, different issues. And he asks an interesting question. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Daf Zayin darshins that when you're purchasing things in the Tumas Halishka, it's a Gzeiris HaKasav, that once Rosh Chodesh Nisan hits, you have to use from the new money. Let's say you have money from last year. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we start using the new money. That's why in the middle of Adar, we start collecting money for the upcoming year. So it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and now you have new money for this year's stuff. The Gemara darshins, it's a mitzvah to purchase it from the new money. If I would use the old money, it's okay. But when we want to go buy a carbon tamid, so come Aleph Nisan, you want to buy a carbon tamid, the mitzvah is to buy it from the money that was donated that year. If you would buy it from the old money, that would suffice. That's the chiddush. That when you purchase karbanos, you should dafka purchase because it's a kasar from the new money. Asks the Mikdash David, what about if it's Aleph Nisan? And you're going to buy a Parah Aduma. Or it's Gimel Nisan, whatever it is. You're going to buy a Parah Aduma. Is there a mitzvah to buy it dafka from the new money? Or can I buy it from the old money also? It's a suffix that he asks, could I buy it from the new money? Is it a mitzvah to buy it from the new money? Or L'chadchila, can I also buy it from the old money? L'chorah, we would suggest it's Tali in the following. The Gezeiras HaKasav that says you're supposed to buy it from the new money, that Gezeiras HaKasav is in the context of Karbanos. The Gezeiras HaKasav seems to be in the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah there, that Le'inyan Karbanos, so assumes the Mikdash David L'chorah, maybe. L'inyan Karbanos, you have to buy it from the new stuff. What about for Parah Aduma? That depends. If Parah Aduma is also a karban, then just like karbanos need to be purchased from the new money, so too Parah Aduma should need to be purchased from the new money. If, however, it is purchased from the... If it's a unique Gzeiris HaKasav, like the Sifri, V'yikkoi Lecha, then it may be open for question. It could be it's a new halacha, b'yichui lecha, and maybe there's no need to have a dafka come from the new Terumas Halishka. It's a new track. Most Terumas Halishka stuff is being used for karbanos, and there we say buy from the new in the new year. But if it's from the Sifri, maybe that's more of a question. Can I get general clarity thus far? Why are we buying Terumas Halishka? It's like a karban. It's not like a karban. And then one nafkamina, am I going to try to use the new stuff? One, two, and three. General stuff. If you're, you know what? Let me. Yeah.
V'chadchila with the regular carbon, you should use the new money.
Yeah.
And v'diavid, you could use
still
the new
fine.
Money.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. I want to share with you one mahalach that you find in some of the achronim. It's interesting. Interesting question. You find this in the. You find this in the Gvuris Yitzchak on Shkalim. You have this a little bit also in the Chavatzel. Sharon talks about this a bit also. Some others also. The following question. Let's look at Chazal. According to Mahalach number one, the Rush, the Bar Tanura, and others, so why are we buying it from Chumas Halishka? Because Chatas Kari Rachmana, it's like a carbon. But the Sifri also has a drasha. It's a free darshan de v'yikwe lecha. You have to use it from Tumas Lishka. So ask the Achronim, why do we appear to have two good Mekoros? Maybe it's not a machlokas. Maybe we have a Sifri, it has you have to buy from Tumas Lishka. That's Makar number one. And it seems to also be the way that Rishonim learn it, Chatas Karya Rachmana, it's like a carbon. Why are there two Mekoros? Why are two Mekoros considered to be necessary? Why are both required? So one answer is the following. We've spoken about this Yisod, I think, a little bit in the past, Chazara, as we move on again. Next week, a bit of a different topic, and it's the following. Maybe Para Aduma, there are two parts to Kedushas Para Aduma. Para Aduma, there are two dinim in Kedushas Para Aduma. Din Echad, Para Aduma is like a carbon. That's why there's certain halacha is like a carbon. The other halacha, it's more of a taros idea. It's something which I need in order to get afar. I'm talking about tar people. We spoke about in the past how it may be that up until the shechita, it's not like a carbon. From shechita and on, it is like a carbon. Why would I require two mekoros? So lichora, the pash, what you would say is as follows. I require two mekoros to buy it from Tumas Lishka because Para Aduma has two dinim in its kedusha. And what we're trying to learn is as follows. I can use Tumas Lishka money. So we're saying, well, how can I use Tumas Lishka money? So number one, midin the kedushas carbon shebo, I can use Tumas Lishka money because it's like a carbon. Midin the regular kind of a tara idea. So that's how I'm going to, that's where we have a special drusha from the Sifri, v'yikwe lecha, that we can use the para aduma also. Maybe the two limudim are really necessary because, maybe they're really necessary because one for the kedushas carbon idea and one for more of the unique kind of a para aduma idea. I think that makes sense. If that's right, I think it may explain something else. You have to be a bit of like a, have like some brisker leaning for this. And I have to be right in the Rambam, which I didn't get a chance to check, but I really think I am. The Rambam quotes the halacha twice in Mishnah Torah. I didn't even point this out, but I didn't look at my Tayach and it just strikes me as possible. I'm positive to look into this. But the Rambam quotes the halacha that you buy a para aduma from Tumas Lishka twice in Mishnah Torah. He quotes it in Hilchos Shkalim, and he quotes it also in Hilchos Para Aduma. Why would the Rambam quote the halacha twice? In Hilchos Shkalim and in Hilchos Para Aduma. So go ahead and put it like this. In Hilchos Shkalim, the Rambam quotes it because that's where the Rambam is quoting that in general we use Tumas Lishka money for karbanos. Hilchos Shkalim is where the Rambam tells us that karbanos are purchased with Tumas Lishka money. So why is it, and part of Para Aduma is midin the Kedushas Karban. So one reason why Para Aduma, I'm buying Tumas Lishka money, one is because from Hilchos Shkalim, Hilchos Karbanos. That's why I'm quoted there. The Rambam reiterates it in Hilchos Para Aduma because there's another, it's also a unique Para Aduma halacha, meaning the halacha of buying from Tumas Lishka money is a Hilchos Shkalim halacha. We're buying it like we do all karbanos. It's also a Hilchos Para Aduma, a unique kind of Tara halacha, and that's why it's quoted. You can take that or leave it. It's not the gladdest thing in the world, but I think it does give us some sort of an insight. The Chazar thus far, we've spoken a lot this year so far about the status of Para Aduma. We spoke about whether it's more of a carbon, not of a carbon. So we spoke about as far as when you can buy the Para Aduma. We spoke about as far as how you purchase the Para Aduma. We spoke about it again from a variety of different vantage points. But Ezra Hashem, we're going to talk next week a little bit about the some of the characteristics of the parah itself, the fact that it has to be red, and what exactly that means. That is the plan. Shkaya, guys, have a wonderful rest of your night.